The following is a recording of the Peter Majeski teleconference with iAdvise, scheduled for Tuesday, July 31st, 2012, at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Welcome to the Intercorp Financial Services conference call. At the conclusion of the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given if you would like to ask a question. I would now like to turn the conference over to Peter Majeski. Mr. Majeski, please begin.
Thank you, Lindsay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Intercorp Financial Services second quarter 2012 earnings conference call on this, the 31st of July, 2012. We are pleased to have with us from Intercorp, Mr. Jose Antonio Rosas, Intercorp's Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Enrique Espinosa, Chief Investment Officer at Interseguro. They will be discussing Intercorp's results per the press release distributed yesterday evening. If you have not yet received a copy of the presentation or earnings release, please visit www.ifs.com.pe to download a copy or call us in New York at 212-406-3695. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Jose Antonio Rosas, Intercorp's Chief Financial Officer. Mr. Rosas, you may begin.
Thank you, Pete, and good morning, everyone, and welcome to our conference call. We will start with a brief discussion of the highlights of Intercorp's performance. Looking at the consolidated P&L statement, we can see that net earnings were 243 million soles in the second quarter of 2012, an increase of 52% quarter-on-quarter and 76% year-on-year. Net earnings growth was mainly driven by significantly higher investment income at Interseguro as a result of the sale of real estate properties. Our ROE was 42% in the second quarter of 2012, above the 28% in the first quarter of 2012 and 29.6% in the second quarter of last year. Excluding non-recurring items, net earnings would have been 130.6 million in the second quarter of 2012, a 2.3% increase year-on-year. Looking at Interbank's performance, net earnings increased 14% year-on-year, driven by sustained loan growth and higher fee income, and remained stable quarter-on-quarter. Performing loans grew 4% quarter-on-quarter as the commercial loan portfolio expanded 5.2% and the mortgage loan portfolio grew by more than 7%. The net interest margin was 7.5% in the second quarter of 2012, down from 7.9% in the previous quarter, and this decline was due to our holding higher average levels of cash at Interbank. The ratio of past due loans to total loans increased from 1.7% in the first quarter to 1.8% in the second quarter as a result of the seasoning of a group of credit card loans granted in 2011. Mostly as a result of that seasoning, provision expenses rose 40% year-on-year and 35% quarter-on-quarter. Fee income grew 5% quarter-on-quarter and 16% year-on-year, due to higher activity in corporate finance advisory and loan structuring. Interseguro's net earnings reached a record level of 122 million soles in the second quarter, driven by strong investment income. Annuity sales decreased due to a market contraction. However, Interseguro remains the market leader in annuities. Please turn to the following page for a brief overview of the net earnings of Intergroup and its two subsidiaries. In page 4, we can see a summary of the quarterly earnings of Intergroup and Interbank and Interseguro. In the following pages, we will go through detailed discussions of each company's quarterly performance. Please turn to page 5 for a discussion of Intercorp's P&L statement. On page 5, let's focus first on the quarter-on-quarter performance. Net earnings rose 52% quarter-on-quarter, driven by increases in investment income at Interseguro and Interbank, and growth in other income at Interbank, partially offset by higher provisions. Financial income increased 15%, mainly due to non-recurring gains from the sale of property at Interseguro and from dividends received at Interbank. To a lesser extent, the increase in financial income was explained by higher interest on loans and investment income at Interbank. Provision expenses grew 36% quarter-on-quarter due to an increase in delinquencies in the credit card portfolio, growth in commercial loans, and regulatory requirements related to the alignment of client ratings. Fee income grew 5% quarter-on-quarter due to increases in corporate finance advisory, account maintenance, and loan structuring fees. Interseguro's loss from insurance underwriting rose 9% as a result of higher claims and lower premiums. Lower annuity sales were a result of a market contraction. Administrative expenses increased 5% quarter-on-quarter, a lower growth rate than that of business volume. Intercorp's effective tax rate decreased significantly from 26% in the first quarter to 14% in the second quarter as a result of two factors. The first was a higher contribution to net earnings from Interseguro, whose investment income is tax exempt. The second factor was a decrease in Interbank's effective tax rate from 27% in the first quarter to 21% in the second quarter. And this was due to an adjustment of tax provisions registered in excess during previous periods and an increase in tax-exempt revenues from government securities at Interbank. Now let's look at Intercorp's year-on-year performance. Net earnings increased 76% year-on-year due to higher gross financial margin, fee income, and other income, partially offset by increases in provisions and administrative expenses. Financial income rose 20% driven by strong investment gains at Interseguro, and increases of 7% in interest on loans and 20% in investment income at Interbank. Financial expenses declined 9% year-on-year due to decreases in interest on due to banks, other financial expenses, and interest on bonds and interbanks, and partially offset by an increase in interest on deposits. Provision expenses rose 41%, mainly due to robust growth in the retail loan portfolio, and the factors mentioned before, which will be explained in more detail when we discuss Interbank's performance. Fee income grew 17% year-on-year, driven by increases in loan structuring, corporate finance advisory, credit card, and account maintenance fees. Interseguro's loss from insurance underwriting increased 63% as a result of higher claims and lower premiums. Administrative expenses increased 15% year-on-year due to higher expenses in technology projects and consulting fees at Interbank and in personnel expenses at Interseguro. Please turn to page 7 for a discussion of Interbank's performance. Interbank's net earnings were 142.9 million soles in the second quarter of 2012. And a number in line with the previous quarter's earnings and a 14% growth year-on-year. The year-on-year growth was due to increases of 6% in financial income and 16% in fee income, partially offset by increases of 41% in provisions and 10% in administrative expenses. Excluding non-recurring gains in the second quarter of 2012 and the second quarter of 2011, explained by dividends received and gains on the sale of investments, net earnings would have grown 19.3% year-on-year. Net earnings remained stable quarter-on-quarter, in line with growth of 0.8% in gross financial margin. Interbank's return on equity was 28.6% in the second quarter of 2012, lower than the 31.8% reported in the second quarter of 2011 and the 29.4% reported in the first quarter of this year. The decline in ROE was mainly the result of an increase in shareholders' equity attributed to the accumulation of the earnings of the first semester of this year.